Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am Sarah Jane Case, and this is Enneagram and Coffee.
Hello, friends. Happy Tuesday. Happy May. I hope your weekend treated you well. I hope April treated you well. Today, we are going to do a little monthly reflection. We haven't done this in a little bit, but I think we're bringing them back. And I think we're going to go back to kind of the old format. We're going to do three good things, and then we're going to talk through the seven dimensions of wellness. I'll give you the lay of the land if you're new as well. I'm a little meandery today. I just got off work. Settling in. I'm kind of really looking forward to this, actually, just kind of sitting down, having a chat, catching up, talking through some goals, talking through kind of how I've changed my approach to these kind of things since getting a 9-to-5. Yeah. So let's start off with some good stuff. Three good things. Number one for me right now is the weather in North Carolina. It is about 70 to 80 degrees every day. Low of like 55. It's my dream weather. Spring is my happiest season. I feel alive. I feel just so excited every day. The worst part of every day is the part of the night where I have to close the windows to the house. Like, I could be outside 24/7 right now. I could be like, if I can't be outside, I want the windows open. I want outside, inside. That is me in spring. It is thrilling for me. The rhododendrons just bloomed outside of our house. I am pumped. I did sleep with the windows open last night. It felt like there was no chance of rain. Yeah, and all of that felt great. And I'm in love with the weather. Number two, our morning cuddle habit. We have this thing that we do every morning. The alarm goes off at an atrocious time. Not to me. I love getting up early, but I know it sounds insane if you're not used to it, but it goes off at 4:50 in the morning, and that gives me two snoozes until the coffee's done. So the coffee starts brewing at 5 or a little before 5, and then it's done after our second snooze. So I hit the snooze, it's 9 minutes, hit the snooze again, it's another 9 minutes, and then the coffee is brewed. And I love it because I wake up and as soon as the first alarm goes off, we snuggle and we get a solid like 18 minutes to just snuggle in the morning before the coffee's ready, and it is the best. Major perk to start the day. Then my number three is going to an office every day, which sounds like it wouldn't be the case, but for me it absolutely is right now. I am a major extrovert. I love having people around. Even if we can't hang out, it's like just having people to bounce ideas off, people to kind of ask how your weekend went, what are you looking forward to, you know, a reason to get dressed every day. You know, these things really, like, I'm not taking them for granted right now because I've had so many years of not really having that kind of situation in the same way. So it's definitely a good thing. Okay, so for those who are new, I'm going to run through the seven dimensions of wellness and my reflections on them. So The seven dimensions are spiritual, social, environmental, emotional, intellectual, physical, and occupational. I'm going to go through and talk about what's going well, what's not, and what to do next. And we'll start with spiritual, which I actually think of as creative because I'm not like a particularly spiritual person. So I think of that as like my creative side. So you can interpret that however feels right for you. Now, normally when we were doing this regularly, I would talk about what I intended to do and how that went. But since it's been so long, it's not super relevant. So we'll just start with what went well. This past month, creatively, I'm going to say like not a lot. Not a lot went well. I switched to having a 9-to-5. My job is relatively creative, but one of the things that I'm kind of facing with that job is that it's also very, very packed. Meetings and like the turnaround times on things are really fast. And creativity doesn't really thrive in that kind of environment, being super busy and like fast paced. I think creativity requires a lot of slow, a lot of still, a lot of quiet. And yeah, so I think we'll work that out. There are some things that I think went well. The first one is changing up my podcast method. So I was doing kind of Q&As on Tuesdays and then Enneagram stuff on Thursdays. And I feel like switching up and doing coffee chats every Tuesday just for the last couple of weeks has already made me more creative. I feel like I'm being a little bit more fluid, a little more chatty, a little more myself. That feels really good. And we're still getting some good educational Enneagram content in every Thursday, but that feels really nice. The second thing is I've been taking coffee shop lunch breaks about once a week to work on my podcast or other side work. And that has been really, really lovely. I'll just kind of eat at the coffee shop or I'll eat while I'm working and have a nice coffee, sit in a nice atmosphere and work on something different. It's fun for my brain. It feels really good. And I wanted to say baking bread is like a major creative point for me right now, but I don't even know if that counts because it's not creating at this point. Like I have the recipes memorized. It's more of a routine. I think it is like a hobby, but I don't know if it counts as creativity in this sense. I don't know. It's iffy. What didn't work? Yeah, I just think figuring out where it lives in my current schedule and how I'm going to implement it. I don't really have a lot of, I'm pretty creatively burnt out post having an online business, and I think it's going to be a while before that becomes a major priority for me again. And I think that's okay. I think that's the deal, you know? So what's next is that it's just not the biggest priority right now, if I'm honest. I think I'm going to give myself until summer before I even start worrying about if I'm being creative or if I'm creatively fulfilled. I mean, I'm just still adjusting to this new schedule. I'm recovering from burnout, and I think that's the priority, you know? So that is that. Now we're moving on to social. I'll move a little faster. I am pretty meandery today. I know. I'm sorry. But I'll try and be a little more succinct as we move forward. So for social, things that are working, just having coworkers, you know, going into the office, seeing people every day. I've also had some really good lunch dates. That's a really fun thing that I can do now in a different way than I was doing it before. And that feels really good. Also, part of my job this past month was hosting some folks who are visiting town. Not like at my house, but I was taking them around to do site visits, to plan some stuff. And that was really fulfilling to me. I really loved that. It mixed up my schedule. I got to hang out with some people like for a few days in a row. So yeah, it was really cool. And I think in that vein, like being flexible with my routine, like switching up my schedule when those people are in town. But also, like, I met a friend one day before work for a breakfast date. We just, like, met at a diner at, like, 7 in the morning and had breakfast and caught up. And it was lovely. And I think that's more of what I'm wanting to do, is bring a little more variety into my life and integrate socializing in kind of different ways than I used to. Things that are not working, honestly, I just don't have a lot of desire for socialization right now. Even though it makes me extremely happy when I do it, I don't crave it necessarily. So that's something to pay attention to. But I'm also going to say, like, for what's next, I think I'm also going to let this be low priority. I travel for work this month. I have a production crew coming in that I'll be hosting. And that feels kind of like enough beyond kind of maybe a lunch date here and there. I feel like pretty satisfied with that. Now, environmental things that are working, I decorated my office and I brought in some lamps and some art, and it feels really good. We started a new cleaning schedule at home that's feeling really nice. Instead of cleaning all weekend, we're cleaning a different room every day. And it's really just kind of like a little 15-minute sweep, and that feels really good. And then co-working with the crew that came in this month, we worked from the lobby of their hotel, and that was really nice as well because I just love switching up my environment for work. It makes me feel really inspired and creative, and that was really nice. Also, again, having the windows open in our house, I literally want them open 24/7 if that was feasible. It's just so, so lovely. Things that are not working, I mean, honestly, my environment seems to be working really well for me. I could clean my car. Like, I feel like that's something I could do. I also feel like, you know, I love going into the office every day, but it is like I go to the same room and sit in the same room every day. And that does get kind of monotonous for my personality. So what is coming up next? Like I said, we're traveling for work this month. I have a production week this month. So I think it's going to be a pretty varied, like, work month. I also get the ability to work hybrid this month. It'll be my 90 days. So that is cool. So that's going to definitely help me switch up my locations more, which will be really nice. And I guess I could clean out my car. We'll see how that goes. Then emotional things that are working. I've moved my body every single day in the month of May for at least 20 minutes or more. And that is so good for my emotional well-being. My marriage is thriving, honestly. It is in it just keeps getting better, which I sounds like we work really hard on our marriage, you know? It's a really lovely. And I'm just really happy with it. That is going really well. And again, the weather this season was very eye-opening for me, if I'm honest. Like, in the first few days of warm weather, I realized how much winter had been weighing me down. Like, I definitely get seasonal. Like, I don't know if I get full-on, like, depression, but I definitely get the sads, you know? And I just feel less energetic. I feel less motivated. I feel like I have less kind of gumption to do the things I want to do. But spring is here and I feel fine. I'm sorry. Things that are not working emotionally. I think I'm just adjusting to having an organization that I'm working for. It's not working. I'm just adjusting. There's a lot of things that I didn't have to think about before when I was just me, you know. Everybody else was a contractor for the most part. So it was like I laid out all the plans. I made all the rules. I organized everything. You know what I mean? Everybody just kind of fell into my mode of operating. And I'm kind of doing the opposite of that right now, which is touching on a lot of edges for my personality. So that's cute. And then kind of with that, kind of moving in to May, I want to get daily sunshine. That's like a major goal for me, is to just spend some time in the sun every single day. And then I'm going to do bi-weekly volunteer work. So my company does VTO. So you get 4 hours a month to volunteer during work hours. And I am going to do that. And I think that'll be really lovely for my emotions. I feel like one of the biggest things that I can do for my emotional health is something for someone else, because I am so self-referencing that I can get really caught up in how I feel, what I want, what I think, what I need. And it is not the best place to be mentally. And it's so much better to be focused on other people. I feel like it's a major source of well-being for self-referencing types to be focused on someone else for a minute, you know? All right, so that is that. And then intellectual things that are working. I am reading a ton right now. I'm reading the Throne of Glass series and I am obsessed. I'm consuming them like crazy. I'm currently tandem reading two of the books and I'm having so much fun. I'm also learning a lot right now at my new job. We're doing some DEI training right now. I'm doing some training around our particular industry that I'm working in, doing a certification on that. Just got a DEI certification. I'm going to a pro dev thing this month. So lots of learning there. Super fun. Things that are not working. I'm not really reading nonfiction at the moment. I don't know that that's a big loss, but I do feel like it's something I like to be integrating in my life, and it's kind of off right now. And then coming up, I want to finish my certification and going to the conference for work. And then, I don't think I'm going to really set a goal for nonfiction reading. It's not of interest at the moment, and I think that's okay. All right, the next, we got two more, y'all. We're moving into physical. Things that are working. 20 minutes of daily movement has been amazing. I've had the best time this month with movement, just feeling really fluid, feeling like I have options, but definitely getting it in every day. That's going really well for me. I also had a goal to do 20 days of 100% hydration. I use the Water Llama app to track my hydration, and I definitely did that, and that was cool. I also wanted to do 5 fruits and veggies every day, just kind of keeping track of not necessarily intending to do it. I didn't change my eating habits to get 5 fruits and veggies a day, but I did track how many fruits and veggies I was eating every day just to see if I was getting that in. And I kind of naturally do get that in, and that felt really nice to see. And then, I've been getting some time outside every day, and that has also been lovely. Things that are not working. I'm going to be honest, this is probably the area that I feel the best about right now. I just feel pretty great about it. I didn't make it to an in-person yoga class, which I feel has been on my list every month for this year, and I just haven't gone. I think I have a little bit of fear around it for some reason. I used to go to this yoga studio every single day, but then I had my lung stuff happen. I have gone to classes since I've had my lungs be kind of difficult, but I don't know. There's something going on in my brain there that makes that scary. So I need to push through it. I would like to push through it because there's nothing like going to a class in person. It really holds that space in a way that I really appreciate and value. So I want to make that time, but I also, I'm kind of holding it loosely. And I've decided for this area to keep the goal the same this month. I considered upping my movement goal to 30 minutes a day, but I really feel like I want this to become a lifestyle change. I don't want to up it so much that I am demotivated. So I'm going to keep it the same, and then we'll see from there how I decide to move forward. And finally, on the occupation side, things that have worked, podcast schedule is going really well for me. Tuesday, Thursday's working. I have a time that I write the podcast, the time that I record the podcast, a time that I schedule them, and all of that is going really well as well. I'm entering into month 3 at my new job, and I feel much more like myself. I feel like I really understand what I'm doing. I know where I want to go, And I know the areas in which I still have to learn and the areas in which I can really be of use right now. That feels really good. And I have like my new routines kind of set up, and that's all going really well as well. Things that are not working, the podcast schedule. So it's working for me, but I also am aware that I've built this podcast in a lot of ways around it being 5 days a week. And I know that a lot of you came here and that is the relationship we've built, right? And I'm aware that that might cause this to fall off. And so I'm just kind of paying attention to that. I haven't checked the stats, to be honest, but I just have that hunch. And I'm just going to figure that out as we come to it. I don't think I could ever do 5 days a week again just with having a full-time job. But I do feel, yeah, like I feel like the content switch is helpful. I think a lot of the folks who were listening to it 5 days a week were those people who, you know, it felt like we were FaceTiming each other or were catching up over, you know, a quick phone call or something. And I think that the coffee chats brings that back. And then I want to keep more educational content to Thursday. And I think that's going to find the balance, but I'm aware that it may not quite work. So we shall see. Now, to sum it all up, here is what I learned in April. Really, the overarching theme for me in the month of April was more fluidity, more flexibility in my routines, kind of keeping a loose structure, like 20 minutes of movement every day. It doesn't matter what that is, or I do 2 acts of self-care every morning. I get to choose every day what those are, rather than I do the same thing every day at the same time. The first day that I started my job, the CEO was talking about how we want to think about things in an 80-20 mindset. She was talking about budget, like we're budgeting for 80 and we're going to leave room for 20% of the unknown. And I think that that's really stuck with me. I think it's how I'm approaching everything right now. Like I'm planning for about 80%. I'm going to leave 20% to be a little bit more flexible, a little bit more fluid. And that is working really well for me right now. So that has been April, friends. That's my update, my reflection, and kind of what we're doing, thinking, leading into May. So I hope that this gives you a prompt to take some time, journal through these things on your own, and we can check back in June on these. All right, friends, I will see you Thursday for the next one. Bye.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.